The two bills, first the Know the Lowest Price Act of 2018 and the Patient Right to Know Drug Prices Act, have been signed by President Trump.
But what this does is it simplifies it, makes it much more transparent, and just an effort to bring the cost down for the patient.
That's former Utah state lawmaker Brian Chiazoa. He's Region 8 Director of Health and Human Services over Intergovernmental and External Affairs. He says the signing of legislation that ends pharmacy gag clauses will lower the cost of prescription drugs. Chiazoa says the gag clause allowed health insurance companies and pharmacy benefit managers to keep the best deals on prescription drugs from patients. As of October 10th, those gag order provisions are prohibited.
Let the pharmacists sit down with the patients and say, you know, we have some generics that are good alternatives that cost less. And they can talk to them about that. So, or just saying, look, maybe I'd just pay $5 out of pocket.
Television and other advertisements about prescription products will include the price of the medicine to help consumers find the best deal.
It'll give us the right to understand how much we're paying. And before, they would just say, this is what it costs.
Under the new legislation, pharmacists will not be required to tell patients about the lower cost option. If they don't, it's up to the customer to ask.
A lot of times, if you just say, look, what if I just paid cash for this? Wouldn't it be less expensive? And a lot of times it is. And so now this will give the pharmacist that right to inform us, say, this is the medication, and if you were to pay out of pocket, it would actually cost less than if you had bought it through, say, your third-party payer or through other means. So that will help.
While the legislation does remove gag orders, it does not address how patients who pay cash price outside their insurance plan can apply that expense toward meeting their policy's deductible. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.